Hey, everybody, here we go again. It's another Tuesday night. Glad to have you here. Let's see. Right now I'm teaching another NGH hypnotherapy certification course. So a new batch will soon be added to our growing number of 5-path and 7-pathers. I'm glad to hear that. It's a nice big class. A lot of good positive energy, a lot of excitement. It's so interesting teaching each class, especially when the classroom is filled with students who've never conducted a hypnosis session. At this level, I get barraged with the what ifs. It's a bit of a challenge for me to answer all the questions in some way or another. Most of the questions are good and appropriate, and some of them represent concerns that are just not based in reality, because the situation that they're concerned about is unlikely to occur. I have to answer thoughtful questions and tactfully tell the new student what I would do if even the unlikely situation occurred, while assuring her that it's unlikely to occur. But then just about anything can happen in a hypnosis session, as you guys know. I have begun collecting some of the what-ifs, and I'm going to share them with you tonight. I will basically go through them in order in which they are most likely to encounter the what-if. So this is the deal. I've got here about 116 what-if questions. These are the kinds of questions I get both from new people and experienced people. It's the stuff that people ask me about in class. It's the stuff I hear about in supervision sessions. It's questions that I see on the email groups. I don't think I'm going to get through all of these tonight. My goal here is not to get through the 116 questions, but rather to do a good job of answering each and every one. So this is what I expect. I expect I'm going to get partially through it. Might be halfway, might be a little bit less. It just depends. I want to encourage your questions. You'll notice in the what if list, I'm going to synchronize everyone right now so that everybody is able to see the group of lists I'm talking about. Scroll down to where it says the what ifs list phase one. What if list. What there's going to be there is 20 or so questions that people ask me. What if this happens? What if my client says this? What if my client does that? What I want to do is encourage you to ask questions, but to stay within the phase that we're talking about. So if I'm answering questions about phase one, ask me questions about phase one. Before you ask me that question, please look through the list of questions to make sure I'm not going to get to it. I'm happy to answer questions that are not on the list. Excited to do that. Looking forward to doing that. But if it's on the list for the phase that we're talking about, please just hold on to it and I'll get it covered. And then when I cover it, if I don't get your question completely, just go ahead and let me know and we can do have a follow-up question. All right, we'll be getting started here in just a few seconds. All right, here we go. Phase one, number one. What if my client comes in and says that she will just try one session? Oh, I bet you this has never happened to you. Your client should have been informed on the phone that you don't do that kind of thing, that you let people know that this is going to be a process that they're going to be involved in. Now, there's a possibility that the client could come in and then suddenly have a change of heart and say, I just want to do one session, see how I like it, and then I'll commit to the rest of the sessions. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? And what I would do is I would probably, in a real gentle way, ask them, gosh, is there anything that's come up, any questions you have since I talked to you on the phone that has kind of made you leery about doing the sessions, and try to answer those questions. Otherwise, tell them that it is a process, and the main goal of this first session is to make sure that they're hypnotized, they're going to the proper level of hypnosis, and that they know that they're hypnotized. And that typically any results obtained in the first session is going to be temporary, and that we encourage them to go through the entire process. And what I'm going to do after each one of these questions is I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask a question or follow up on any of these questions. So that we have begun. You have any questions about that question or comments?